Welcome to Mammon Audio. I'm Heather, and I'm going to be reviewing some of the spanking memories sent in to us. The first is from an anonymous contributor, who writes, "In a previous contribution to Mammon, questions were raised as to whether mothers spank their children on the bare bottom, and in what positions. My first-hand knowledge of this dates back to the mid-1950s, when I witnessed the following spanking incident. I was a 10-year-old boy in 1953 and experienced a life-changing event which I have never forgotten. My parents had been babysitting the daughter of some very close friends over a period of several years. The girl, named Cheryl, was 4 years younger than myself. We had known each other and played together since I was 6 years old and Cheryl was two. Cheryl and I both had loving parents and discipline was rarely needed to straighten out any misbehavior. On one memorable day, my parents and I were visiting with Cheryl's parents in their home. The adults were in the living room and Cheryl and I were playing in her bedroom. She was 6 years old and I was 10 at that time. We were having a great time and laughing hard at something or other. Suddenly, Cheryl said, 'I have to go wee wee.' She grabbed herself as she started for the bathroom, but it was too late. She wet her pants. Unfortunately, her mother was in the hallway, heard her and came into the room. When she saw what had happened, she became angry and went over to Cheryl, knelt down next to her and pulled off her wet shorts and panties. Then, holding her daughter around the waist, she gave Cheryl about 6 hard spanks right on her bare bottom. Cheryl was standing facing me during all this, as I sat there watching. Little Cheryl's body rocked forward with each spank, her legs slightly apart. I couldn't take my eyes off her little private parts as she was spanked. Then her mother took her by the hand down the hall, crying, into the bathroom, where Cheryl had to sit on the toilet to finish what she had accidentally started. Having finished, her mother placed her in the bathtub and washed off her lower body with a warm washcloth. Then it was back to the bedroom to get dressed again. Later that afternoon, we were again at play, this time outside in the backyard. Cheryl was now wearing a dress. She mentioned to me that her bottom still hurt from the spanking. I asked her if she would show me. She stood up, turned around with her back toward me, raised up her dress, pulled her little white cotton panties down to her ankles and bent over. Once again that day, I was treated to a wonderful view of her little girl charms, from the back this time. And, yes, her bottom was still red from her spanking. So, I can say with authority that mothers do spank on the bare bottom, with the receiving child standing up. This incident is forever in my memory and was just the beginning of my education about girls. Not too long after that day, Cheryl and I began some spanking play activities.